Good morning. This is the Northeast Missouri Amateur Radio Club Saturday Morning Net for August 14th. This net meets every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. local time. My call is KD0YTE. My name is Alex. I'll be net control this morning. The purpose of this net is to promote camaraderie and goodwill among amateurs and further the knowledge of radio arts. We'll now listen for any emergency, priority, or time-sensitive traffic. Please give your call. Today is a swap net. We're going to be selling ham radio-related equipment only in order to make the FCC happy, and no commercial sellers. If you sell ham radio equipment for a living, you can't sell it here. We'll take your listing and your contact info, and if you're interested in equipment, please arrange to contact the person after the net. With that, I will start taking regular check-ins. If you have something to sell, let me know. If you don't, that's fine, too.
Kilo, Frank, Zero, Frank, Papa, Oscar.
KF0FPO. Good morning there, David.
Good morning, Alex. Well, I don't have anything for sale, but I just thank you for running the net. And 73KF0FPO, clear.
Okay, sounds good. We'll take some more check-ins. I think that might have been WD0FRY, but you're having a little trouble getting in there, buddy. Just not quite understanding what you're telling me. Try again here in a little bit. Take some more check-ins.
WD0FRY. It's somebody else.
Okay, well, it sounded kind of like your voice, so I'm not sure who that was. How are you this morning, Mel?
I'm good. And sitting back here going to listen to what happens here on a Saturday net. I haven't been able to check into one for a long time.
I know it, and glad to have you along. We'll take some more check-ins.
Zulu Hotel Bravo.
Zulu Hotel Bravo. I believe that might be WB0ZHB. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Alex. I'm portable this morning in the middle of the Walmart.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you be careful out there.
Best I can. Keep moving forward.
Okay. You have anything else for the net? Okay, I believe he said no, so we'll take some more check-ins.
80-0-STU.
KD0STU. Good morning, Vance.
Are we checking back in after everybody gets a real call to sell anything?
No, not necessarily. Go ahead.
A couple things. I got a TR7 Drake complete. I think that's one of the early transistorized ham units. We've got MFJ 941 Echo tuner, Heathkit Q multiplier, which is kind of interesting, and a Drake R4 receiver. And something else that's kind of neat is a Sylvania polymeter. It's an RF voltmeter.
Okay. And I forget to mention it. I'm recording this net, and I'll have it posted on the club webpage. If anybody misses something, well, they can go back there and hit it again. So, okay, sounds good. You have anything else you want to tell us, or you want to give us some contact info?
It was call sign necessary. Other than a little comment, I bought a thing off of Flea Bay to power my little Bayfong. the wires are so thin in it, they've got about 180 ohms resistance in the wires that won't power the unit.
Yeah, that's not going to work. You have to put some thicker wires on that.
So anyhow, be wary of what you buy. I'm going to just rewire it. So.
Yeah, that caveat emptor phrase still applies. Okay, thanks for checking in advance. We'll take another check-in.
KA0BAT.
KA0BAT, and how are you today?
Doing good, Alex. I don't have anything to sell, but appreciate you doing the net today. KA0BAT.
Well, thanks for checking in. We'll take some more. Give us a call.
KA9PDK.
KA9PDK. Go ahead, Patrick.
To Alex, interesting topic today with a little trading back and forth. I have a lightly used Uniden type Bearcat scanner. Anybody would be interested, I could bring that to the next meeting. Over.
Okay, Bearcat scanner. I take it that's a programmable Bearcat.
Yeah, it has a bunch of buttons and keypad on the front, so yeah, it's probably programmable. Over.
Okay, very good. Anything else, Patrick?
I hang on to the rest of my junk right now, and maybe I'll let it go another day. Over.
Top of the morning to you. We were just...
All right, well, there's always another day. That's, or at least we hope so, anyway. Thanks for checking in, Patrick. We'll take some more check-ins.
I'm glad you did. Sounds like we got a little bit of... We're picking up the Kirksville guys up there, I think. I'm...
0FOM portable.
But,
KE0FOM. Good morning, Tom.
Blow up last night.
Good morning, all. Well, I haven't rounded up myself. Put on, but hopefully by the next go around, I need to move some stuff, but haven't quite got it organized yet. But thanks for doing that. 73 is all. KE0FOM.
They're too long.
Okay, Tom, thanks for checking in. I'll go ahead and list what I have here while Kansas City's so strong. I have an MFJ, and it's a model 1708B transmit receive switch that you can hook an SDR radio up to and make a pan adapter for your radio. I have one of those for sale. I also have an Aero 4 element 2 meter Yagi. It can be mounted either horizontally or vertically. And I have an ICOM 9100 all band, all mode radio for sale. You can contact me at 341-7508, and we'll take some more check-ins.
They're losing money right now.
KD0SGU, recheck.
KD0SGU, go ahead.
I've got a little antenna switch, so it's not worth much that somebody might want to use. Be ideal switching between antennas, and I think it's got a way you could use it to a grounded antenna if you wanted to. Well, not worth much, but it's got provision for three antennas, I think.
Yeah, those are handy little things to have. I've got one of those here, so maybe somebody can use that. Alrighty, we'll take some more check-ins.
KH0LSE.
I got two of you there. I'll, Laurel, hold on a minute, and AJ0HN, I'll take you.
Thank you, sir. I don't have anything for a swap right now, but I wanted to check in and say 73, and thanks for the net, AJ0HN.
Okay, John, thanks for checking in. N0LSE, Laurel, what's going on with you this morning?
Oh, I'm just, drinking coffee and looking out the window, getting ready to mow grass, but I got a couple of things. If there's any Heathkit lovers out there or QRP people, I've got a really nice, clean HW8 Heathkit CW transceiver. It works on 40 and 20. It does not work on 80 and 15 for some reason. But it's had some modifications done, internal speaker and audio board and freak mic in it and stuff. And anyway, it's a real nice, clean little rig. It just don't work on 80 and 15. And it's got a real nice manual schematic with it and a nice little notebook deal. And also got a Heath Kit electronic keyer to go along with it there too. It works fine. It's a, I think an HW10 or H10 or I can't remember now, but it works. That's the only two items I got for sale or trade or whatever. So back to net. Thanks for running it, Alex, N0LSE.
Okay, and can contact you on 2 meters via your call sign, or do you want to give any other contact info?
Oh, I don't care. I give them my phone number, I guess. If anybody's interested, it's 641-895-8746.
Alrighty. Thank you, Laurel. Like I say, I'm recording this, so anybody misses anything, like, you can go to the club website, nemoarc.org, and you can play this back anytime. So, thanks for checking in, and we'll take some more.
Okay, AB0NWT.
CIA.
I had a couple there again. NWT, hold on a minute. KE0PIA, go ahead.
Good morning, Alex. Thanks for running the net. I don't have anything to sell. I just hadn't checked in a long time. I got a new radio, and so I just thought I'd say hello and 73s to everybody. KE0PIA.
Okay, well, thanks for checking in, Richard. And KB0NWT, David, what's going on in Memphis this morning?
Not too much so far, I guess. I got quite a bit of stuff I ought to sell. I have stuff that I absolutely don't use, but I guess I need to figure out what needs to go and what needs to stay. But over the years, I picked up some stuff, and I've got two sons, and I thought, well, one of these days they'll get interested in ham radio, but they never have. So I think one of them's 37 and the other is 47. So I don't know whether to hang on a little longer or not. I suppose I will. So anyway, everybody have a good day. KB0NWT.
Okay, David. Well, maybe when they get a little closer to retirement age, it'll start appealing to them. But you never know. Anyway, thanks for checking in, and we'll hope you check in again next week, and we'll take some more check-ins. Anybody anywhere, you're welcome to check in to the Nemo ARC Saturday Morning Net.
This is AD0B.
I had a couple there. The one I made out was AD0B. Go ahead, David.
Good morning, Alex. We both thought about it and couldn't find anything to sell. Are you going to be publishing a list of any items?
Well, what I thought I would do is put the recording on the website. And then you can go back and play it as many times as you want to. That way I didn't have to keep notes.
That's great. Thanks a lot. Have a great day. Talk to you later. AD0B, back to net.
Okay. We'll take some more check-ins.
KE0OHL.
KE0OHL. Good morning there, Lewis.
Good morning. No traffic. Just wanted to check in.
Well, we're glad you did, and we'll take some more. Anyone, anywhere, give us a call.
Hey, KMP0C.
KMP0C, is that correct?
November Tango Zero Charlie.
Okay, NT0C, good morning there. How are you this morning? Ron, I believe it is.
Good morning, Alex. The other repeater on 1-3 is about to cover you up down here, but nothing to sell, but I am looking for a couple of sticks of Rhone 25G.
Okay, a couple of sticks of Rhone Tower. All right. I know Kansas City's pretty strong this morning. The propagation must be really good. So thanks for checking in, and we'll take some more check-ins.
KE0QZW.
KE0QZW. Go ahead there, Chad.
Well, how's everybody doing? Apparently my coffee hasn't kicked in yet because the mic to this radio has been sitting in a drawer, and I've been trying to log in on a mic that's not even powered up, so it's a little early yet for me. As far as things for sale, I do have a Yaesus FT450D that I would sell. Other than that, I'm also looking for a tower. I'd like to find a complete tower, but that's all I got. Thanks for putting on the net.
Okay, yeah, I got two mics just alike to two different radios, and I've been known to grab the wrong microphone, but that happens. So you've got a 450D for sale, a Yaesu, and you're looking for a tower. All righty, we'll take some more check-ins. Chad, did you want to give us any contact info or just give a call on this repeater?
Oh, my phone number there is 641-436-1203.
All righty. Well, thank you. And we'll take some more check-ins.
KC0FGX.
I got a KC0FGX. Good morning, Farrell.
Good morning, Alex, and the rest of the gang there. I don't have anything for sale, but I do want to make a comment on the 440 repeater that we have. I was coming back from Iowa yesterday, and I was over on 136 between Cahokia and El Dorado, which the town was Medill, and I got into the 440. But down between hills, I kind of lost the signal, but as I got closer to Memphis, which I think when I got the Scotland County line, even going between hills, I could hear the repeater and get into it. And I talked to Dave up there in Memphis, all the way from there to home, down in low places, and didn't have any issues. So I thought I'd make the comment on that. It's about 44 miles from Medill, cross country, to get to it. KC0FTX.
Okay, Farrell. Well, that was a pretty good hop, I would say. So glad to hear it's working pretty good. And thanks for checking in. We'll take some more.
AB0CH.
AB0CH. Good morning there. How are you, Craig?
This is pretty good there. Going to be a nice day, looks like. Anyway, yeah, I don't have anything to sell right at the moment. I should round up a lot of stuff that I don't use. I might as well sell, but one of these days I'll get around to it. But anyway, yeah, just got in, turned the radio on here just a couple of minutes ago. Did you have very many check-ins?
Well, I've had 17 so far this morning, according to this thing I've got here. And that's doing pretty good, but we'll see if we can get a few more.
Roger that. Anyway, have a good day, Alex, and 73 East to you and everybody else out there on the net, and I'll catch you down the log, AB0CH.
All right, you have a good one. We'll take some more check-ins.
KE0WHL.
KE0WHL. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Alex. I'm a little too new to this hobby to be selling any of my equipment. I have everything I need, and I still am looking for things that I am needing, so I really don't have anything to sell. But I have been listening and taking notes, so we'll see if I can get anything. KE0WHL.
Okay, and if there's anything in particular you need, you can ask for that, and somebody might have it.
Well, there are some things that I could really, really use, but maybe in a month or so, after I've finished some...
Sometimes a guy's got to replenish his funds for fun. So, anyway, Dan, thanks, and we'll take some more check-ins. KD0YTE in the Saturday Morning Net. Anyone else have a check-in, please give us a call.
Whiskey Alpha Niner, Uniform Alpha Alpha, WA9UAA in La Plata.
WA9UAA. Rob, how are you this morning?
Doing fairly well, thank you. Just wanted to check in, say good morning to everybody still listening, and let you get back to, looks like you're about finished up there, so I'll just say good morning. No other traffic. WA9UAA.
Okay, well, thanks for checking in, and we'll see if we can get another one before we close it out. So, anyone anywhere, give us a call. One last time for check-ins. You can give us a call. Well, I think that's probably it for today. If you go to nemoarc.org a little later today, I'll have this recording up on that website so you can go back and listen to it and see what else to sell that you forgot or you missed the first time. So thanks to everyone for checking in. Join us again next Saturday at 9 a.m. local. And we'll now close Gannett at 9:23 a.m.